anger. Oh, that God would demolish you utterly. Psalm 52. In one of the most memorable scenes in the 1989 film Steel Magnolias, Maylin, the character played by Sally Field, comes completely unglued following her daughter's funeral. She is surrounded by friends who are doing their best to comfort and support her, but Maylin will have none of it. In an anguished outburst, she turns on them and begins shouting, "Oh God, I am so mad, I don't know what to do. I want to know why. I want to know why Shelby's life is over. Why, oh Lord, I wish I could understand." Sobbing by this time, Maylin continues, "No, no, no, it's not supposed to happen this way. I'm supposed to go first. I've always been ready to go first. I don't think I can take this. I don't think I can take this. I just want to hit somebody until they feel as bad as I do. I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard." For many of us, especially women, anger is the last place we want to go. We may have grown up in a household where anger was not allowed. It may frighten us and make us feel out of control. We may think it unseemly or evidence that we aren't handling things very well. But anger is a normal, even healthy response to loss. Anger is a signal that something is wrong. And when you are suffering the loss of someone or something important to you, something is indeed very, very wrong in your world. Of course, there are skillful and unskillful ways to manage our anger. Some skillful ways would be to write it, draw it, dance it, shout it, walk it, throw rocks as far and as hard as you can into a lake. Break dishes if you must. Not your grandmother's Haviland. The psalmist was something of an expert in handling his anger. There are nearly 24 imprecatory or anger psalms in the Bible. They are anguished outbursts, furious attempts to set right again a world gone dreadfully awry. Like every other part of your grief journey, anger will in due course abate. But first, it needs time and space to have its say. Grant your anger that time and space. Oh God, I am so angry. Have mercy on my jagged heart. Amen.